So these are the seven main categories of the Buddhist scriptures: the monastic code, the dialogues and discourses, the anthologies, the birth stories and heroic deeds, the Abhidharma, the Mahayana sutras, the tantras. And between them they constitute the Buddha Vachana, or word of the Buddha, in its most external and exoteric sense. And I think, as you will have seen already, that this is an enormous mass of material. This Buddhist literature, these Buddhist scriptures, these records, these literary records of the oral teaching. They constitute, in fact, a whole library. At present, they exist in three main collections. There's the Pali Tipitaka, there's the Chinese Sansang, and there's the Tibetan Kanjur. The Pali Tipitaka is, of course, in the Pali language, which is based on an old Indian dialect. And the Pali Tipitaka is the scriptural basis of the Buddhism of Southeast Asia, that is Ceylon, Burma, Thailand, and so on. And the Pali Tipitaka contains versions of the first five categories of Buddhist scriptures. It contains a version of the monastic code, contains dialogues and discourses, anthologies, birth stories and heroic deeds, and the Abhidharma. But in the Pali Tipitaka, there are no Mahayana sutras and no tantras. And practically all the Pali Tipitaka has been translated into English. The Chinese Sansang consists of Chinese translations, that is, translations into the Chinese language, mainly from Sanskrit. And this collection is even more voluminous than the Pali Tipitaka. It contains versions of the first six categories of Buddhist scriptures. In other words, it contains everything, or versions of everything, except the tantras. Though one or two tantras are included in early sutra form. Perhaps not more than 5% of the Sansang has been translated into English. The Kanjur consists of Tibetan translations, mainly from the Sanskrit, and it contains all seven categories of Buddhist scriptures. All seven. So that it's, in this sense, the most complete collection of Buddhist scriptures. What proportion of the Kanjur has been translated into English? It's very difficult to say, but it must be very small indeed.